morning. As she said, my name is Patty Carr. And before we get started, it occurred to me as we were sitting there that I had not put a acknowledgement of the photos, a couple photos that you'll see in my presentation. Those photos were taken by our son, who is a professional creative in that world, and I believe that his father and I have paid for him many times over. So, but I do apologize to him for that. The other thing I'd like to say, I am not a scientist. I'm an educator, and I have had the privilege of being here since Saturday, both as a guest speaker, obviously, and as a spouse. And we went on a tour Saturday, and then I have attended some presentations throughout the day. It's so inspiring to me about how difficult and challenging growing our food is. And I just want to thank those of you that do this. It's hard work, and we all need to eat. So thank you very much for that. I am, among other things, I am a licensed dietitian, nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist. And for the last 30 years, it's hard to say that, but the last 30 years, I've really approached my work from a wellness perspective or from a prevention perspective. I really want to help people prevent chronic disease. And I know that exercising regularly and eating simple food cooked at home does that. I've seen it over and over, but many times I feel like I'm just beating my head against a brick wall. My husband, Pat Carr, is a crop scientist. I don't need to tell this crowd the definition of that. As a background note, Pat and I are very committed to our wellness program. He never misses his 5 a.m. workout, and he has ridden his bike. I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. And he has ridden his bike for his commute for 40 years. I rarely miss my workout. I ride my bike except when the wind is blowing 30 to 50 miles an hour, which I understand it's doing at home today. And we eat real food, simple food, cooked at home all the time. It means we pack a lot of lunches, but we do that. We get a lot of questions about what people term our nutty lifestyle. Really, seriously, Pat, how do you get up every single morning at 5 o'clock or whatever time he gets up so he's there at 5? What do you eat? How do you fix it? And really, I get this question all the time from all different age groups. Seriously, Mrs. Carr, can healthy food really taste good? And I do. I get that question often. So one night, we have a beautiful little European wood stove that we heat with, and we were sitting by the wood stove, and we started talking. Could we, Pat and I, a crop scientist and a dietitian, make a difference in our society right now? I was out of touch with the statistics. I was giving a presentation somewhere recently, and I had to go out there. And in America, 60% of our adults, 18 and over, are either overweight or obese. I thought the number was somewhere in the high 30%. I was speechless. And for those of you that know me, that's tough. I was speechless. So could we really make a difference? And in February in North Dakota, our community has a what they call community university program, something to do in the dark, cold days of winter on the prairie. So we decided to submit a proposal for this program, and lo and behold, it was accepted, and then furthermore, it actually filled up. So last February, Pat and I joined forces, team teaching this. We wanted to work hard to create a dynamic, interactive learning environment. I have been teaching at the college level for 20 years now, and the class itself was taught. I'm used to just standing up here and telling stories, and I really wanted to stay within my time limit, so I have some notes. But we did a lecture. We did built-in activities. With this technology, and everybody bringing a toy or something of some sort to the classroom, I've been able to do a one-day diet analysis. They put in what they eat and look at it. And it's a very eye-opening experience. It may not be exactly, you know, scientific accurate, but it does give them an idea of what they're not eating or are eating. We did garden design. We did body mass index. We had some meal planning activities. We did a little bit of recipe adjustment. Bring your favorite recipe. We'll make it healthier. We had group sharing. As you all know, education is a two-way street. I learn more from the students or the participants than they learn from me sometimes. And we also had cooking demonstrations. We were able to teach the class at the Dickinson Research Extension Center in Dickinson. It has a beautiful, beautiful cooking kitchen, demonstration kitchen, and then the smart classroom. So it actually was a wonderful facility. This was really eye-opening for me. I can't give you statistics. It's not a research project. I can just give you gut reactions. This gave us a useful way of modeling different thinking with and across the disciplines. We were obviously layering crop science on top of nutrition, on top of wellness, and it was just a much richer and broader context for teaching, for answering questions, for creative problem solving. It was, I wish we could teach this way all the time. It was just everybody got something out of it. It was very exciting that way. Those of you that know Dr. Carr know that we did careful and extensive planning, and that was very necessary. We have very different teaching styles. We anticipated in our group a variety of learning styles. So how could we put together useful and meaningful information, but share it in fun and exciting ways? And we worked really hard, and we spent a lot of time talking about that and implementing these different programs. The class itself, I skipped over that. The class itself were four three-hour sessions on Saturday morning. 3 hours is a long time. Today's attention span for most of us is about 20 minutes. The younger, the less. But so how do you keep that going? And we adjusted on the fly at times, but we did spend a lot of time talking and thinking and planning for it. Obviously, I took the human nutrition side of it, and what we did was I kind of jumped off with the MyPlate.gov logo that has fruits and vegetables at the center of the plate, and we focused on those fruits and vegetables that we could grow in North Dakota, and there are a few. So I taught the disease prevention side of those fruits and vegetables. Again, from a chronic disease prevention standpoint. And then Pat came in after that and taught them how to grow, you know, the science aspect of how to grow those fruits and vegetables. And I have to admit, I was a little surprised. They just ate that up. They loved the science aspect. They wanted to know how to improve their growing in North Dakota. So it was really, really fun. They stopped him often and had lots of questions. It was really fun that way. Then we helped them design a garden based on the human nutrition aspect and the crop science aspect. And that was really fun. They brought the diagram of their own space, and we took some time out of the class to design that. At the end, we had cooking demonstrations. It wasn't a lab kitchen. I really wanted everybody to cook themselves. There wasn't, fortunately, the class. We had so many people. It was wonderful, but we didn't have time to actually cook. So we did more demonstrations, but we still took turns. And at the end, shared a meal together. And this is a side note. This is not the purpose of what I'm sharing with you today. But there's a lot of research out there that says cook together, eat together, prevent a lot of problems. So, and that's not just for families, that's for us as human beings. That's my little side note commercial. This was an extremely positive experience. I hate to, I wasn't going to say this, but Pat said it this morning at breakfast to one of his friends. We actually got applauded a couple times in the lectures, and I wasn't, you know, that it was just exciting. And our survey at the end of the class time or the end of the session were extremely positive. They're already asking us to do it again, you know, more different kinds of things. In 32 years of trying to get people to embrace a wellness lifestyle, a disease prevention lifestyle, and feeling like I'm beating my head against the wall, I felt like we had accomplished what I couldn't accomplish alone. We had people excited and motivated and thinking that yes, healthy food could taste good. So I would really encourage. I think you know we all know teamwork and working together is better than alone. But this for me was huge. It really showed that bringing the disciplines together can really make a difference. Yes, I have 30 seconds left. Does anybody have any quick questions?
I have
a minute and a half. Okay, my timer is different. Okay, it was wonderful. And I guess the other thing is, it's great to work with your spouse. It was wonderful. So. Does anybody have any questions about how we approached it? Yes, ma'am. How did I do what?
Funding?
Oh, it was the community university. We've referred to it as COMU. You know, we all have to have acronyms. It's a grant. They have a humanities grant, and then people pay a nominal fee. And you're right. Cooking demonstrations can be quite expensive, but that was, and then the second time around it was self-funded. Everybody brought their own, you know, just brought their own dish, if you will. We had a potluck. So, yes, ma'am.
What programs were these students coming from?
This group was community members, and then the second time, you know, just adults from the community. The second time that I did it, it was a group of teachers actually who were getting their continuing education credits. And did it there with that.
There were a few students who were in class as well, but they had to pay. This was separate.
Cooking classes have been hugely popular with all the groups I work with. The 18 to 24 year olds, not to pick on anybody out there, they don't know how to cook, and they want to know. And so it's been really exciting. Eric? Absolutely. As long as you weren't just cooking chocolate chip cookies. But yes, yes, absolutely. Because here's the, am I still okay? Because again, I could stand up here all day. Okay. The really interesting thing with all of this is the average fast food lunch cost, when you go out and you pull the statistic, the last one I looked at was $7.73. Pat and I eat the way I tell my kids to eat 99% of the time, and we live in oil country. Okay, cost of living is through the roof, but right now we're spending about $3.73 per person per meal, and that's eating delightfully. So, you know, yes, absolutely, I would make it required. Yes, ma'am. I can't answer that, to tell you the truth. I know about rural. Those deserts are more in cities. Do they still exist? Our youngest son teaches in D.C., and they do have some problems with that access. So, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.